Blog Talk Radio.
Another
radio broadcast of the Social Change Action Network, brought to you live here on Blog Talk Radio. It's been a while since we've been on the air, but it's always a pleasure to be back on the airwaves and to greet you all and to bring more of this pertinent information as it pertains to our survival and our existence here in the world today. Shabbat shalom, shabbat shalom. We got off to a late start because of some technical difficulties, but however, we still have a very exciting show for you this evening. A lot of things we want to discuss tonight, and we do have a very special guest that we're looking forward to bringing on. She's very popular on YouTube. Her name is Purvi Giggle, and I hope I said the name right. I always have a hard time saying the name. Purvi Giggle. She's going to correct me a little bit later, and we're going to bring her on shortly. And we're trying to open up the chat room as well. And tonight, we just want to open up the phone lines and the chat room for discussion as it pertains to things that are happening in our society, things that are happening around us. As you know, we here at the Social Change Action Network like to bring you information that will cause you to take notice of what's happening around you and to make changes within your life, your neighborhood, your community, your environment, the world, because it's time for those that are asleep to wake up. We cannot continue to go on living life with an abundance of pleasure and entertainment and being ignorant to what's going on around us, because there's a wealth and abundance of information that we can take a hold of, and we need to grab a hold of truth and realize that there is so much that's transpiring all around us that wants to thrust us into another realm of depression, illusion, and lies and falsehoods. But we know that there is a number of people, a remnant of people, I believe, that are trying to understand how to make it through this life and to hold on to the truth and how to take a stand for what they firmly believe in. And that's what we believe in bringing to you tonight. So we want you to be able to call in, and we want to open up the chat room and feel free to ask questions, and let's just interact tonight. We're going to be really relaxed. It's been a while since we've been on the air. We had to take some time to shut down and to regroup. A lot of things have been going on. And, you know, normally throughout the week, we like to come to you with various shows throughout the week about current events, so-called conspiracy theories. I consider myself an agenda analyst, not a conspiracy theorist. And also, we like to talk about food, health, and nutrition. So since we haven't been on in a while, we want to kind of tonight just kind of bring a few topics together. Of course, we will be on tomorrow in the daytime with our Glory Mountain Shabbat show, where we just strictly dedicate that time to inspiration, exhortation from the Word, to kind of encourage one another to be able to go forward and to stand on the Word and be connected with our Father through our brother Yeshua HaMashiach. But tonight, we're going to get ready to open up the phone lines, and we want to welcome our guest, Purvi Giggle. And as I said, she's very popular on YouTube. And let's see if I can get this going. I've had to change systems. Okay. Let's see if we can get her on. Hello, Purvi.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I can actually hear you.
Amazing.
believe it or not, what you told me earlier about those technical difficulties, they tried to rear their ugly heads.
I know. They follow me wherever I go.
But we're here. Hey, welcome to the Social Change Action Network, and it is an honor and pleasure to have you on here. Let me tell people, I discovered her on YouTube, and what happened was that she was giving out some fantastic information on, I think she was talking about nutrition, eugenics, and politics, and Monsanto, and I said, you know what, I'm going to just put this clip on my show. But thanks be to the Most High, I was able to get into contact with her and said, well, forget the video clip. Let's have the real deal on the show. And that's why she's here tonight. So once again, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Please,
it's a pleasure to be
please
here.
Introduce yourself to the people. Tell them who you are, your name, everything.
Okay, yeah, so I've been called different things, pervy, pervy. But you said it okay, brother. You said it okay. It's Purvi Giggle on YouTube. And so you can just go to www.youtube.com/user/Purvi Giggle. That's P-U-R-V like Victor, I-G-I-G-G-L-E. And just I have some videos out there just talking about a few things. Basically, the times that we're in relating to biblical prophecy, as well as, you know, like the political stuff, all of this interconnected stuff and giving hope and inspiration, balancing it out. And I also, you know, have a Blog Talk Radio show too on WVER. So that's blogtalkradio.com/WVER. And yeah, just trying to get the, you know, just trying to get the word out there and encourage people. A lot of times this information is really stressful because of the things that are happening and the times that we're really living in, and most people are, you know, in a bubble. And so I really believe the Lord led me to see this stuff to help just shed some light on what's going on, and at the same time, most importantly, keep our eye on the prize and the trust and faith and hope that we have in Jesus Christ and Yeshua Messiah, our, you know, Lord and Savior, our Messiah. He's the one that we need to really focus on, because a lot of the stuff in this world is going down quick. But I have this peace. There's no fear in delivering this information, even though it is quite disturbing. It's quite disturbing.
Right.
But it can give us that peace that surpasses all understanding.
Exactly. So, you know, tonight I had some things I wanted to go through, but, you know, since you're here, I want to just, like, turn this show over to you. We can converse, and I want to give the call-in number out to people. The call-in number tonight will be 213-769-0910. And you can call in with your questions for Purvi Giggle or any of the topics that we're discussing. Having a little technical difficulties with the chat room. We're trying to get that going, but feel free to call in. That, once again, is 213-769-0910. And we just kind of want to have a conversation tonight. It's Friday night. I know some people are out doing their thing. Some people are honoring the Sabbath and getting started. But there's just a lot of information, a lot of things happening in our world. And a lot of people do have that fear that you're talking about, a lot of stress. They don't know what's going to befall them in the coming days.
Yeah.
We're just kind of here to encourage one another, to exhort each other, to just be confident that everything our Father has told us in the Word, He's going to fulfill. He promised to never leave us nor forsake us. But we should at the same time be aware and have dialogue and discuss preparedness, to be prepared.
Absolutely. And the most, as you mentioned, the most important way that we can prepare is really, you know, spiritually. A lot of people are doing other things, and which is fine, nothing wrong with that. But, you know, when we have that spiritual solid foundation, we can really face anything that is to come. And a lot of people may be feeling alone and isolated, and especially in knowing a lot of information, you know, the truth is people that are aware of the stuff that's going on, they try to tell other people. And what I'm hearing people say and tell me is that they're encountering, you know, a lot of persecution for it. Just like, oh, you're crazy. And, you know, that's all part of the whole conditioning, mind conditioning that they get through the media and the music. Oh, that's just crazy talk. And, you know, that's not really happening. There's no such thing. You know, everything's fine. And so people feel really lonely, and I'm getting a lot of people that are contacting me that are just kind of like, what's going to, you know, I don't have anybody talk to about this. So if that's the case with you also, I would love to pray for you. And if you have any prayer requests also, I'm, you know, me and a few other prayer partners are doing a prayer ministry on Skype. And so you can just contact me through YouTube, and we can talk further. So I just want to let everybody know that as well, that you're not alone. Most importantly, the Father's with you. You know, that's the most important thing, is God loves you and He's with you, but also there's people that care and want to pray for you, and we're here for you.
Most definitely. Well, why don't you go ahead and share with us some of the things that were on your heart? I know there was a lot of things, and I'll just ask you some questions and just kind of interact with you, but there were some things that you shared on that particular video that caught my attention that I want to share with the public that's listening. So feel free to go ahead. It's all yours.
Okay, so I think that you had mentioned some stuff about chemtrails and things like that.
Right.
So we can go different directions, many different directions, and in what's happening. I'll just start with chemtrails. If anybody is not really familiar with what that is, and the great documentary, I'm going to be giving a lot of resources and information, so you might want to keep a pen handy to write down links and things like that, pen and paper. So a great documentary is What in the World Are They Spraying? What in the World Are They Spraying? Regarding chemtrails and really looking at it extensively. And what we see is just a massive amount of chemicals that are being sprayed upon us. And there's a huge cover-up for that, too. And, you know, I was talking to you yesterday, brother, about one particular man, Wheeler. He was a top head of United States bioweaponry defense, and he was going to come out about particularly what's being sprayed upon the people, and particularly phosgene, which is a very, very deadly chemical, and how, you know, that the military is experimenting on people and stuff. He was going to come out about that, and he was mysteriously murdered shortly there, that he wasn't able to come out and say, you know, he was dumped in a dumpster. They found him dumped in a dumpster for this. So obviously there's something going on. We know that there is a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of covering of information. And, you know, all of that kind of stuff happening regarding pretty much many different things. So in terms of chemicals, you know, with the fluoride in the water, all kinds of stuff that they're doing. And if you really ask the question, you know, why is this happening? What is the cover-up about? Well, you look at, basically it's a depopulation agenda. I'll just be way straightforward with it. Just to be kind of, you know, frank, then you can look at a Georgia Guidestones, and you can just Google.
There you go.
Yeah, just search the Georgia Guidestones, and you can see it, the New World Order, basically 10 commandments for the New World Order, and it states it right there. And so anyway, just going back to that, that's the real underlying reason. And we look at this, and there's just evil in high places, and why, you know, wickedness in high places. And we look and understand that these elite are really part of, you know, a wicked society. You can check out Bohemian Grove. Look at Bohemian Grove. So a lot of the stuff we have to understand is not just rich people that are trying to get richer and just stepping up. This is very evil, and they have a very different agenda. It's not just about making money or what. So we see them trying to, you know, kill us off and stuff. So in terms of chemicals and things that are in the chemtrails, we also find that there is Morgellon, what is something known as Morgellon, which is a disease that I actually have, which is why I was led to see a lot of this stuff. And my research and findings and understanding is that it is actually it's a nanotechnology, and it's a bioengineered type of thing, and it's very intentional. It's not like some naturally occurring weird mutation due to pesticides or something. It's something that mimics a parasite, but it is in actuality very cleverly put together. So it basically self-replicates, but it doesn't, you know, reproduce in the sense that an organism would. Anyway, for more information just on what Morgellons is, you can go to Schizit Gesture. And a lot of these links I have also, you can check out on my YouTube page, my genetic manipulation video. You can just go and check out those links under there, and I have that information available, as well as what I'll be getting into later, the video called Earth Indoctrination, Earth Changes and Indoctrination. That will have some more links to what I'm talking about. So it's basically...
The Morgellons disease is basically something that's new on the horizon, that's maybe as a result of the chemtrails and the GMO foods and things like that. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I mean, I wouldn't know how new it is, because it seems to be new but it's not that new. See, a lot of people are calling into the CDC and telling them I have this Morgellons thing, and they supposedly did some kind of study about that in actually Oakland, California, but then it was handed over to the military, and we've never heard anything about it afterward. So, you know, it's not really talked about a lot. The link of Morgellons and Morgellons in general is not talked about. And in fact, you know, and that I could go in a whole other different direction and how systematically we are told people that have these symptoms are called crazy, are called delusional of parasitosis, and they're conditioned to tell the doctors this. And so people go, and many people end up committing suicide because they're not believed for what they have. Two different doctors tried to put me in a mental institution. And you can imagine the horror when you're suffering, and you have symptoms, and then you're told that you're crazy. It was only until I got actual lab reports that proved that I have what I do, giving to a doctor all the way across the country through lab samples. But so the point is that it is something that is very rampant. I think it's a lot more prevalent than people understand and think. And it's been around, I mean, I can't give a time frame, but it's been around long enough that people are starting to understand that this is really happening. I have some links you can check out on YouTube. Morgellons, a genetic weapon. And I have some links in my favorites as well. Under my playlist Deception, that will give more information about exactly, you know, Morgellons and what it is and stuff like that. So yes, I believe that it is actually a genetic weapon, and we see not just Morgellons but other superbugs used as weapons, such as the E. coli breakout. Now I have a article about this as well, and this is in the genetic manipulation video as well by Natural Solutions Foundation. So that's another thing I just wanted to quickly tell everybody, that please check out healthfreedomusa.org in terms of health information, what's really going on the cutting edge of understanding the legal aspects of this, the laws that are being implemented, and how that's affecting us, vaccination, the falseness, the lies about these things, medical hazards, healthfreedomusa.org. Now, so they also report on this, as well as some other organizations, about a superbug, E. coli, 0104H, and it was terrorizing Germany, causing, you know, otherwise healthy people to have some kidney failure and red blood cells explode and all of these things. And you can go on into the article and you can see that scientifically it was shown that this was something that could not have occurred naturally in any kind of way, that it was very, very bioengineered, because the way that it became resistant to these to the antibiotics was not by accident. It was resistant to like 8 classes of antibiotics. And so the only way that this could happen, they looked into it, is if it's slowly introduced in a very systematic way. So you can look at that article that I have on there. It's also at healthfreedomusa.org on my page to see more about that. But that's just one example of what we really see taking place, is huge genetic manipulation through food, through bugs, through people, and how they are trying to alter what God originally created, and trying to play God. And so, you know, that brings me to, you know, some of the food issues as well. The superbugs and all that stuff you can look at. Again, go just visit Jester, see more about the superbugs and the bioengineered aspect of that. That's a huge part. Oh, wait, before I talk about the food, I want to mention that I believe that, you know, we are seeing a lot of crop destruction and locust swarms going on throughout the world in Australia and other places. And I really believe that that has something to do with these bioengineered drugs causing a lot of crop failure. I mean, the attack is really on food in many different ways, and I'll get into which legislation is attacking that and why and how. And so we see that happening. And if they control the food, you control a population. Food and water, you know, the essentials, the basics. And Dr. Vandana Shiva, she's a researcher and a biologist. You can just look her up, Vandana, and then last name Shiva. And she's done a lot of extensive research on you know, Monsanto and basically genetic manipulation of foods and seeds and things like that.
Right.
So she's a great resource to check out.
It's interesting you should bring up the chemtrails. I want to share an article I read the other day before you get into the story. And I see we have a few callers, and I'm going to get to the callers. If you can just hold on just a few seconds more, a few minutes more, I'm going to bring some callers on. I know you all have a lot of questions, and Porvi has a lot to share, I'm sure. But I want to share this. This was found on henrymako.com, and we talked about this earlier. The body of Christopher Schell, a 56-year-old man, a close political ally of David Cameron, was discovered a few Sundays ago after he was quoted in a conservative strategy document leaked to a Sunday newspaper as saying the Tories had come across over the years as graceless, voracious crafts, always on the take, and needed to racially change. Now, what he was in reference to was every country in the world is suffering terribly for the crimes of the banking syndicates. This is also something we want to talk about. Nothing provides more cash for them than war. And Britain has always been in some conflict since Oliver Cromwell handed over the control of Britain and allowed them to set up the Bank of England in 1694. The wars Britain and the USA are involved in now are as futile as the others of the past and are only fought for the bankers. Every man, woman, and child in England is born owing £15,230 per head to the banks to fight the bank wars for it. And we are now told that Libya, Syria, Lebanon, Palestine, North Korea, and Iran are also on their list. Let's see. There is a list called the X List, which means anyone who does not agree with the agenda will be fudged out of their job, never find employment again. The Murdoch press will dig into their past, tap their phones, open their mail, and vilify them around the world with smears of pedophilia, theft, etc. People like Robin Cook and Christopher Schell, who was murdered, came to unpleasant ends. Princess Diana, who was about to visit Palestine on her landmine crusade, was made a special example of. President Kennedy, of course, was about to cut economic aid to Israel until they would allow international inspectors into their nuclear plants and stop the international terrorism. Now, James Rusbridger, who published a landmark book on this, and arms expert Stephen Milliken both paid a heavy price in the humiliating way they were found after death. People are being murdered. Everyone, you need to know that there are people out there that are telling the truth or that are on the cusp of telling the truth, and they're being murdered or their family are being murdered and killed.
Yeah.
Your government poisons the water
you
drink with chlorine, chloramine, and ammonia,
industrial
fluoride waste. It poisons your food with GM frankenfoods. It poisons your mind with the press, pornography, fake news, sports, and what's happening in entertainment, and the very air you breathe with chemtrailing. There's a guy by the name of Peter Mendelsohn, and he is the top Rothschild operative responsible for the purchase of huge amounts of aluminum that are put in the chemtrailing, and also for bringing homosexuality to the front burner of life today. And the fact of the matter is that only 2% are said to actually be homosexual. And every religion in the world has condemned it. And any psychiatrist who offers to treat it will now be prosecuted and put on X List. I also heard that people are being put out of their homes, losing their jobs, that you will not be able to get a...
Hello? Hello?
But are you still there?
Oh, yeah, you cut out for a second on my end.
Okay. You can hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So I really wanted to bring up the Peter Mendelsohn thing. This guy is an operative for the Rothschilds family, and he is purchasing all the aluminum that is going into these chemtrails. And a lot of people are still in denial about the chemtrails, and you bring up Morgellons disease, and we're starting to see people being affected. But they're not putting this in the news
No.
of the effects and what's happening to various people.
No, there are few and far between. There are some news reports. I have a clip gathered on some of the clips saying basically people are saying maybe they're just spraying something in the skies. We don't know. Here's the one lady that says something. You know, they'll have a general idea about it, but they won't really go too much into detail. There are few of them, but yes, it's happening, especially now. We're seeing an increase in the intensity, meaning the intensity of it as well as the frequency of it. All the time you can see, I don't know if a lot of you listeners know, you've seen these checkered things flying in the sky, very different than contrails. And so, yeah, what in the world are they spraying is a really great documentary for anybody that is not familiar with chemtrails. And as far as what you're talking about with the banking system, yeah, there's great documentary Freedom to Fascism as well. And Aaron Russo has, uncovered. There's a speculation that he was actually murdered, speaking of murdering people that are speaking truth. And he has talked a lot about the banking system. He had a conversation with Rockefeller. And basically, this is something that I have a link in my document. Also, I have a blog spot in which I have a document that the Lord led me to write. That information is also on my website. But it's what is my blog spot? I should know this, right? I haven't been there for so long. It has virtual cobwebs on it. It has really virtual cobwebs on it. Okay. I think it's Swervy. You know what? Just go to the website. Sorry about that. It's Eye of the Storm something, but it has Dash or something. I don't want to give you the wrong one. But it's on my YouTube page. And anyway, it has a link to this conversation. He talks about, and Russo's talking to Rockefeller. And, Rockefeller's talking about, we're going to have this fake war on terror, and we're going to do all these things. And we're going to have these lies. And Rockefeller's like, how will you convince people of all this stuff? And he's like, the media, you know? And he's like, why are you doing all this stuff? Why are you wanting to hurt people? And he says, what are you concerned for? Just worry about your family. And
right.
And he says, why? And he said, well, the ultimate agenda is to get everyone chipped, microchipped. And then, if they don't do what we want, then we can just turn off their chip.
Wow.
And I know that goes into a whole, but this is really, New World Order is very, very real. And that terminology has been used even by the elite, that very terminology. And it's extremely, it goes back to, it's a very Luciferian agenda. We got it on the dollar bill. It says Novus Ordo Seclorum. It means, New World Order. You got the whole pyramid. It goes right back. We see this happening. It's real. It's real. And so, what else to say?
Okay. Definitely. The call has been holding. You want to take a call? We're going to take a call now, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, 708-903, we welcome you to Social Change Action Network. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, question or comment.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? I must have got on by accident, but Sebastian on. I'm doing the show. Y'all have a blessed night. Baruch atah.
Thanks for calling. Shabbat shalom.
Good night. God bless.
Okay, so there was some information you wanted to go ahead and share. It's all yours.
Was there another caller?
That was the caller. He was just listening in.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. Wonderful. So, yeah, I wanted to share more information regarding the food stuff. And this is really important because, a lot of people are just understanding that we need to eat organic and eat healthy because they're aware of these GMOs. But it's getting to the point where now organic standards are just, they may say it's organic, but it's, really not. And so, people are doing their own gardening and things like that, but they're now trying to put legislation into place. This is a shocking thing. It's real. That would make organic garden in your own home, having an organic garden in your own home, illegal if it's not having Monsanto seeds. So this goes back to I clicked on one thing. Okay, this is Senate Bill S-510. You can look this up yourself. And you can, on YouTube, you can check out, it says Senate Bill S-510 makes it illegal to grow, share, trade, or sell. And so, basically, this legislation is that's in place here, what it seeks to do is the following. I'll just share some of it. This is according to Food for Freedom, okay? It would put all U.S. food in U.S. farms under Homeland Security and the Department of Defense, okay, in the event of contamination or ill-defined emergency. It would end U.S. sovereignty over its own food supply by insisting on compliance with the WTO, thus threatening national security. It would remove the right to clean, store, and thus own seed in the U.S., putting control of seeds in the hands of Monsanto and other multinationals, threatening U.S. security. It deconstructs what is left of the American economy. It takes agriculture and food, which are the cornerstone of all economies, out of the hands of the citizenry and puts them under the total control of multinational corporations. So this is the most dangerous bill. I agree with this. The most dangerous bill in the history of the United States in its implications. Now, to go along with what is happening with food, and stuff like that, you can check out something called Codex Alimentarius. And these are high-level, you know, guidelines that are basically, it illegal to even buy herbs. What they're doing is they're slowly, like, the amount, what is that called? Like, the milligrams of the vitamins and the herbs and things are slowly going down to the point where then you're taking something and it's not really effective because you don't have enough of it. You don't have enough of the particular thing. And so what they want to do is they want to vilify natural herbs and supplements and provide a quote-unquote better solution, which is pharmaceutical drugs in its
place. Exactly.
Yes.
So in essence, they're starting to be aware that a lot of people are discovering natural remedies, herbal cures that actually treat the problem, and they don't just treat the symptom. And so now they're trying to ban, all the homeopathy and the herbs and everything with these bills. Correct?
That's correct. That's
so can
exactly.
Can you give the number of that particular bill that you mentioned? Can you give that number one more time?
The Food Safety and Modernization Act.
Mm-hmm.
S-510. S like Sam, 510. But and then the thing that is more important is the Codex Alimentarius. All of this is a result of Codex Alimentarius. And this is talked about I'll just spell that out. Codex Alimentarius. And this is all in healthfreedomusa.org. Dr. Rima has done extensive research on this. And you know, this is no new thing that Big Pharma and the World Bank and other, you know, multinationals taking over, you know, with in third worlds and things like that. Vandana Shiva's talked about it, and we get, you know, understanding that their policy for sharecropping, for example, World Bank's sharecropping policy through the guise of globalization and modernization and things like that are actually causing people to commit suicide. There's an epidemic called farmer suicide that's going on, and it's really intense because what these farmers are forced to do is take on these GMO seeds and crops, and they're told that it's going to make their things better. And then once it doesn't work, then they're told, oh, you need these pesticides in order for it to work. And then that doesn't work, and they get sick on top of it, and then they're financially broke. And, you know, Vandana Shiva goes into that more again. And just on understanding how the whole thing works, there's a great book, I think it was a bestseller, called Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins, just to look into the globalist agenda and how they're literally told how to destroy economies. And so we're not immune here either. And lately, most recently, we have Executive Order 13575 issued by Obama, which is a sustainable development and it's basically a rule council that was formed, and that is very dangerous. Okay, very very dangerous what that does and what that is, and its implications. Basically, I'm going to send you, let me find that link here for you so that I can just have you guys go to this. Okay, go to this YouTube video. It's called Agenda 21. the NWO Executive Order 13575, Sustainable Development and Population Reduction. And, you know, this was executed on June 9th, and it would, you know, basically like food and grains and things like that would get more control for the states. The states would have more control, but they basically are just completely omitting the rights of farmers and, you know, like consumers and farmers, and putting everyone else in charge of stuff. And this is relating to Agenda 21. And if anybody doesn't know what Agenda 21 is, please check it out. And again, I have all these links in my document. But it's under the guise of quote-unquote sustainable development, and what we see with this environmentalism movement, that under that guise, a lot of wickedness is done. And we know that, you know, the Bible says under peace and safety, many shall be destroyed. And so people will go for it because they're thinking, oh, you know, yeah, we need to be environmentally friendly and all of these things, and we need to,
right.
You know, and it's like...
Right. And I don't think people realize that thousands of acres, if not millions of acres of farmland were destroyed with the floods in the Midwest that provide a lot of food for the majority of the United States. So there is definitely going to be a food shortage come this fall, this winter, because of the farmlands that were destroyed intentionally, on purpose. They'll say that it was a natural disaster, or that the levees broke, et cetera, or something happened, but there's going to be definitely a food shortage, and we know that when the gas prices escalate, that affects the trucking industry that brings the foods to the markets,
yes.
And that we're going to see an escalation in food prices as well. But also,
yes.
What I understand from Monsanto and Codex Alimentarius is that with what they're calling splicing of the genes and what they're doing to the food is for purpose of pest control, it's actually taking all the nutrition out of the vegetables and the food that we eat,
mm-hmm.
which is causing a lot of sickness in people. Is that also what you're hearing as well?
Yeah, and allergies and all kinds of different health problems, which people will not relate to. See, it's all systemic. So people are getting sicker, right, because they're eating these things and you're not getting nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's soil depletion like never before also, soil depletion and the nutrients and the vital things that you need, then at the same time you're taking away the ways for them to get healthier, which is through the nutrition and the supplements, things like that.
Wow.
And then they're forced to be in the hands of the death care system and the pharmaceuticals, which will make them in turn more sick and will result in basically death. It will result
did
in
death. Did I say death care system?
Yes.
Yeah, I like
yeah.
that. I'm going to keep that one. I'll use that. That's a good one.
Somebody said it, and I grabbed it because that's exactly what it is.
We're just going to pass it on. And
yeah.
So this is the problem that we see a lot of people. You see this this big thing with fitness and get slimmer and people trying to buy all these tapes to lose weight, but it's not having any effect on them because of the food they're eating. They're saying, I'm eating healthy, I'm working out, but I can't lose weight, I can't seem to feel better, I can't seem to get in the right mold, and it's because they think they're eating healthy, but this food is no good that they're eating.
No, it's really not, and you've got artificial sweeteners like aspartame and all of those things, which are absolutely poisonous.
Actually, rat poison. It is not
yeah.
a sweetener. Aspartame
no.
is not a sweetener. It is a rat poison. They'll tell you sugar is no good for you and come up with sugar substitutes, but aspartame will actually put holes in your brain, cause seizures, et cetera.
Yes, it will. It definitely. It's so sick, and all the other corn syrups and all that stuff, the preservatives and all the artificial colors and things, and you're just ingesting this, and you don't realize that when you're getting other kinds of health problems, you don't link it to that food. And then they'll, of course, when you go into the medical community, they'll say it's for all different reasons and this. And you know, we got all kinds of health problems skyrocketing.
Right.
You know, diabetes and all kinds of problems, heart problems. So yeah, it really is important that we understand what we're eating, and they're clamping down on local farmers, local organic Like, there was, did you hear about that? On Alex Jones, they talked about there was a local store that was selling raw milk and things like that. And there was, like, the feds came in, like, there was, like, it was, like, a, like, major operation. And they came and they poured out all of those milk and all of the stuff that was, like, reported on Alex Jones. And so it was, like, they're treating it like a major crime. Apparently, this small town, the small owner of this store didn't have proper licensing requirements and things like that. So that's fine. But what are they doing to the licensing requirements just to be in the system of doing organic stuff is making it virtually impossible, is my speculation, to even continue with those things. And then, you know, who's talking about what the real danger is? The real danger is not in, you know, the what they're doing. The real danger is in, you know, all the things that we've been talking about. But there's no one there to, you know, talk about that or clamp down on that. So they're just going after the wrong things. Intentional. All of it is intentional. And, you know, that's why I have literally, I still have this disease, and I've done so much research on nutrition and this and that, and I do what I have to maintain, basic minimum of what I have to maintain, but I know that for me, and this is real, prayer is so effective, you know, it says, the scripture says God is a real help in trouble, a very present help, and my goodness, I've had some amazing things, and just the vitality and everything else that I have in my system. Just to give you an idea, I used to be twitching all the time. I had a slurred speech. You know, this was very serious. Difficulty breathing, all kinds of things, and brain fog, very seriously. Couldn't concentrate properly on anything. That's a big symptom of this and everything. So all this to say, again, it goes back to, there is someone bigger than all of this stuff, and it's supernatural, and the power of prayer is so effective in anything that we're going through or facing, that it, because God is above all of this. And so anyway, I've just had, I mean, that's a whole other show, sorry, about answered prayer.
That's fine. Feel free to share what you need to share, because we here at SCAN are definitely believers in the Most High, power of prayer, holiness, and seeking Him. And once again, let me remind people that are out there listening that our call-in number tonight is 213-769-0910. Feel free to call in if you have a question or comment. We don't bring you this information for you to be afraid, for we don't have a spirit of fear. We just want you to be informed, because we know that without information and knowledge, you can be destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's why tonight we talked about fighting for your health, because you actually have to go out now and take your reading glasses and your dictionary to the supermarket and read what you're purchasing. And it's kind of hard to make sure it's organic, but do the best to spend the money. I think a little extra money that you spend on organic food or shopping at a better store is far cheaper than one night stay at a hospital or two or three nights stay at a hospital or being addicted to some prescription drugs. I am not an advocate or proponent of prescription drugs. We talked about this, that we're finding out that a lot of people are becoming addicted to prescription drugs, and when they try and wean themselves off the prescription drugs, they find the problem far more worse than it was when they first started.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that they go through some heavy, heavy withdrawals just to get off these drugs, because it infects the chemicals in your brains and the whole makeup of your physicality. It just changes your whole body, your whole system. And you're trying to suppress things that you're wrestling against, which is in your spirit. And drugs are not the way. We know that. We know that. You've got to get in touch with the Most High, your spirit. Man, you must be born again. You must know who He is. And as you said, that may be another show, but we do want our people to be informed.
Yes, and I would like to also give you a awesome link about really understanding, or a YouTube video, but really understanding where, as we mentioned and talked about earlier, where this drug push stuff is coming from. You look at the origin and the roots, because pharmakia in Greek means sorcery. And, you know, we're opening a way through drugs also, to have all kinds of complications and problems and get worse health-wise and everything, but it's also a way for a demonic possession to take place. It's one of the portals for that, and it messes with the pineal gland and all that. Won't get into too much now, but please check out this entire, has very a lot of good information in detail. This is called Sorcery and Drugs in Opening the Last Days Spirit Portal, Dr. Future Interview. Again, sorry, Sorcery and Drugs in Opening the Last Days Spirit Portal, Dr. Future Interview. You can just search that on YouTube. It goes to an in-depth explanation. Very interesting.
Okay, you and I have had a conversation. I think we're both trying to keep from going in other directions about that particular piece. But
yeah.
I think everyone should check out that channel. It's important. We're not trying to stray away from it because we don't want to touch this, just that we delve into it. We want you to understand that there is another aspect to our lives, because we're body, soul, and spirit, and that what she's saying is that the medication and the drugs open up a whole other realm into your life and your spirituality that exposes you to the potential of demon possession, oppression, and depression, which is why it's so much harder to wean yourself off the drugs.
Yes, absolutely does. Absolutely does. And I know, yeah. So I know we could go on that, but we're trying to stay, there's so many different directions, and we can.
Well, people have to be prepared to deal with this. What do you do when the pharmaceutical industry pulls the drugs away? What do you do when you can't afford to purchase the drugs? What do you do when you don't have the health care to support you with these drugs that only treat the symptoms? They don't treat the problem. And the thing about it is that these societies, Codex Alimentarius, New World Order, Illuminati, whoever is at the forefront, they know that herbs, vitamins, sunshine, vegetables, organic, all the organic stuff actually treat the problem, not the symptom. You can heal yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
You can heal yourself. And it's not enough to just go to church, run around, shout, run around, do circles. You know, when God heals you, you have to change your diet, your discipline, and eat the right things and take care of your temple and your body, because he's given us those laws as well.
Yes, it's true.
It's important.
It's true. I agree 100%. And, you know, everything that they're doing to change with the genetic manipulation stuff, and it goes into transhumanism, really. And, you know, I only got introduced to what really transhumanism is, you know, pretty recently, maybe. But I didn't realize that there's a whole movement out there to really incorporate everything artificial into our body. Whether that be technology, you know, we got, you know, and what I believe to be, you know, the steps towards the mark of the beast with RFID chips inside of us and whatnot, and all of this kind of stuff. There's a great, great, great link. You know what? Can I just play a 3-minute clip?
Please do. Please do.
Okay. I'm just going to play the first 3 minutes of this about transhumanism and genetic manipulation. It's by Tom Horn and Steve Quayle. And just to understand a little bit about, there's really something serious happening with this transhumanism. And then I'm going to play a quick other clip after that, CNN just promoting transhumanism very openly. And the reason I bring this up is very much connected with genetic manipulation, just changing what God has created and introducing all these kinds of things into our system. So I'll just play the first 3 minutes really quick.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's special live broadcast with my very special guest, Tom Horn. I'm Steve Quayle. For the record, it's the 25th of June, 2010, and tonight we're going to be talking about transhumanism, also singularity, and genetic Armageddon. Now, Tom Horn has written so many books, and he and I have done a series of interviews over the years that have gone viral worldwide, and tonight we're going to bring it up to speed and tell you how close all of these events, prophetic and technological, are close to coming to fruition and are being put into place. Hi, Tom. Hey, Steve, great to be back on the air with you again. We don't do it often enough. Well, I can tell you this, that I think tonight is a watershed event, because tonight I want to pull out all stops, Tom. And the thing is, as you know, the majority of the people that listen to us have heard you and I, both independently and together, have been on your website, my website. But tonight, let's talk about transhumanism first. In the second hour, we'll go into wherever we're led. But let's, first of all, define transhumanism for people, because I find that, you know, too many times, I know what I mean, but I'm personally not making it clear. So let's go with kind of in an orderly talking point fashion.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure. Transhumanism, just that international, intellectual, fast-growing cultural movement that's also now supported, of course, by people within the military, as we'll talk about later, and that intend to use what's called GRIN technologies, genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, and nanotechnology, as tools to radically redesign mankind. Essentially, it's a movement that believes that we no longer have to wait on the daunting task of natural evolution to respond to its environment, that now we can take our own destiny, our fate, into our own hands, and we can, through technology, begin altering what it means to be a human and accelerate the pace of our next phase.
Go ahead, Steve. Oh, I was just going to say, Tom, from the beginning, the devil, the enemy of men's souls, has tried to wipe out the human race. And it's so telling and compelling that a lot of people that think prophecy was fulfilled 2,000 years ago have not been able to factor in or figure out that the technological advancements, coupled with what we would call fallen angel technology and knowledge, is now to the point where literally what the transhumanists are saying is God, and even if they acknowledge God, most don't, but some do, if God were real, then he made a mistake in making human, and now we're going to do it better than God. We're going to recreate this homo noeticus, the new man, and bring it to fruition. And we're not going to mess around with all the design flaws of free will. We're just going to program these automatons. Is that kind of it in a nutshell?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself. There is a prophetic angle to this. There is a wicked antichrist end times spirit that is the fulfillment of prophecy. It's pressing to come into the world now. Only he that now restraineth.
Okay, sorry. So it goes on and on. And so, giving you a short understanding, so this I would like to play also, if it's okay with you, just a clip regarding of the promotion and understanding of what transhumanism is on CNN. I mean, they're talking about it very openly. It's pretty scary stuff. It's a 5-minute clip. Is it okay if I go ahead and play that?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Okay, this was official on CNN. Check it out. I want to just say really quick, the link that I just played, you can check it out. It's transhumanism and genetic manipulation. Just put that in, Tom Horn and Steve Quayle. And then this one is just CNN, humans will merge with computers. Humans will merge with computers. So here it is.
Controversial. It all centers around the future of humanity. Our guest today predicts that in about 20 years, people will become more like cyborgs, which is a combination of man and machine, in order to compete in this ever-changing world. But that's only the beginning. Take a look at this clip.
If you go back 500 years, not much happened in a century. Now a lot happens in 6 months. Technology feeds on itself and it gets faster and faster. It's going to continue. In about 40 years, it's going to be moving so fast, the pace of change is going to be so astonishingly quick that you won't be able to follow it unless you enhance your own intelligence by merging with the intelligent technology we create.
Corporations and governments and society will be created and destroyed on the back of the technology that this drives.
That was a taste of the documentary Transcendent Man, which was directed by Barry Tolley, who joins me now. Also with us is Ray Kurzweil, whose book, The Singularity is Near, inspired the film, and he's heavily featured in it. Thanks for joining us, both of you. And in fact, Ray, you were featured on the cover of, in this Time magazine from last week with your article. It says 2045, the year man becomes immortal, and it talks about you in here. Now, let me just ask you, singularity. Your book is about singularity. It's not an expression that most of us know. one description of it. Let me just show our viewers what it can be. I don't know if this is you said this or someone else did. A future period in which technological change will be so rapid and its impact so profound that every aspect of human life will be irreversibly transformed.
Yeah, I did say that. I mean, this is a billion times more powerful per dollar than the computer I use with a student.
Right.
It'll happen again in the next 25 years.
Right.
100,000 times smaller. 25 years, this will be the size of a blood cell. The software is also getting smarter. Look at Watson. They can understand human language.
That was the one that was competing in Jeopardy.
Exactly. It does a pretty good job of the subtleties of language. Google cars are driving without human drivers 140,000 miles.
But this is the part, and all of that I get, but this thing here that shows some kind of connectivity going into the human brain. You're actually talking about somehow the human brain.
Right. Well, there won't be a connector. These devices will be the size of blood cells. They go through our bodies and brains. They'll keep us healthy from inside by augmenting our immune system. They'll go inside the brain, put our brains on the internet, give us access to cloud computing inside our brains. We're going to merge with this technology. I mean, that's why we create this. This makes me smarter. And we'll be putting these technologies inside.
I agree with you. I got three devices around me, but there's something about it being around me as opposed to part of me. Barry, it's not easy an easy topic, and it's a controversial topic, and Ray's opinions, although he's very, very smart and widely lauded, are controversial. Tell me about this movie.
Well, I mean, you know, Ray's ideas are the most profound, I believe, that we've ever had to grapple with in all of human history. And I think it's important to actually document them at this time when these exponential changes are coming at us faster and faster. That's why we made the movie.
All right, Ray, let's just talk about what you think is going to happen. First of all, you're described, when we read about you, as a futurist, as an inventor, and you've gotten some things right in the past, and that's why a lot of people say, well, if Ray says so, it's going to happen. So tell me how I cope with this, because there's something about 2029 that is important in your writings.
Well, it's not like nothing happens and then suddenly everything happens.
Right.
I mean, things are happening already. 3 years ago, people didn't use social networks. Now it's overthrowing governments, and we get used to these changes very quickly. Ultimately, we're going to reprogram our own biology, which is an information process. We have these computer software programs called genes, which are out of date. We need to update them. Our ability to do that is getting more and more powerful. It grows exponentially, and the key point is our intuition about the future is not exponential.
Right.
It's linear, and it makes a very profound difference.
Barry, this idea that we will have to augment our intelligence with computers, you're on the outside of this. How do you see this? I mean, my view is, why can't we just sort of control or shut down or draw back the computers a little bit?
Well, we already...
And I say computers, but I mean technology, really.
I mean, you're the one who mentioned you have three devices in front of you.
Yeah.
So if as they become more powerful, if we don't become a part of them, they will become so powerful that they would live their own lives. We need to merge with our machines. We've always used them to extend our reach ever since the beginning of time, and I think we need to continue to do that. And that's why Ray's philosophy of allowing them to come to our bodies makes so much sense.
If he just shut down the internet, they had to turn it back on because the whole economy came to an extent. So
it's scary, but it's worth reading about. It's worth watching the movie because it's hard to understand where this is going. But, boy, you really are on top of this. Controversial, brilliant figure. Ray Kurzweil, thanks very much for being here.
Oh, my goodness. What? That's all I got to say. That is
amazing.
Insanity. It's insanity. It had I think I was alone when I watched it, and I literally was like, what? Out loud. I couldn't believe it. And it's just insanity taking place, and people are falling for it for convenience. I mean, you look at the guises and the names that they use, okay? These are some of the catch things. Futurist and, environmentalist with some of these things. And the I'll talk about in a second, humanism, all of these guises and in the guise of convenience. And again, we have that safety and convenience with the chip they have, with the RFID chip. They have all these commercials even ready talking about how one little chip can save our life. Everything that we need in one small chip. Never have to worry about taking your purse to the grocery store. You know, all this stuff. You just swipe your wrist and you're done. And, all this convenience. People are like, oh, that's so cool. People are literally doing this, injecting these things into their bodies, into their hands. I mean, there are people that do this. And on top of it, just to mention on a side note, these chips are, the RFID chips are proven to cause cancer. Just you know, a side note on top of it. And so, yeah, we're really being prepared for this. And that goes along with surveillance and everything is in that chip. And back to what we were talking about with Aaron Russo and the ultimate agenda of these elitists and how they're presenting this information. And I wanted to just mention quickly, you know, under the guise of humanism, a lot of things are happening. And just to, so people understand a lot of the indoctrination that's taking place for us and to our children, And that is something that there's a great YouTube video. Please check it out. It's called Know Your Enemy, Part 67, The War on Parents. And that's where I got this quote. And it really, to me, it like really sums up the attitude of what is going on here. And this was a quote. I have a couple of quotes I want to take from this, but one is from a senator humanist, okay, Peter Hogland. He was a Democratic Nebraskan politician. So he says this. Quote, fundamental Bible-believing people do not have the right to indoctrinate their children in their religious beliefs because we, the state, are preparing them for the year that this time it was, he said, the year 2000, which is when he thought that the New World Order would take place, when America will be part of a one-world global society and their children will not fit in. So, you know, the agenda of the New World Order has been pushed back, but that's why he was saying 2000. But that really sums up the attitude. I have another quote here that goes along with the pharmaceutical companies and how they're thinking. Now, a lot of my research has led me to the United Nations, which I believe will be the global governing body, and that basically all the arrows point back to, you know, the United Nations and the Vatican and things like that. Keep on going back there. So anyway, they had the former director of the United Nations World Health Organization, Brock Chisholm. Sorry, I don't know how to say his name. He says this, and this is just shocking. I mean, this really shows you the indoctrination and how they're using psychiatrists and the whole field of psychiatry and all of that stuff like we talked about before to push their agenda. And one of the things that they really push is the no sin movement. Okay, this is also in a lot of New Age teachings and everything else. Basically, there is no sin. And that, you know, you have your right and I have my right, and how dare you just say that there's only one way and all of this stuff. We see this everywhere permeated, the no sin movement. I call it the no sin movement. But so this goes in, plays into that perfectly, what I'm about to read. And we see, so everything, you know, legislatively lines up to what I'm saying. So, okay, this is what he says here. Quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family traditions, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. He goes on to say, what basic psychological distortion can be found in every civilization of which we know anything? The only psychological force capable of producing these perversions is morality, the concept of right and wrong. The reinterpretation and eventual eradication of the concept of right and wrong are the belated objectives of nearly all psychotherapy. If the race is to be freed from its crippling burden of good and evil, it must be psychiatrists who take the original responsibility. End quote. Are you kidding me? And, you know, that is from the UN World Health Organization. These are the people that really have our health in mind. And we got the trickling down effect of, you know, we see that happening. So the UN is looking to divide, you know, children from their parents, you know, through this miseducation. And there's a lot more about that on that video about, you know, children's indoctrination of children. And I have on along that line, I have also another clip. Sorry, I'm kind of going on and on.
No, you're fine. And, you know, I'm with you. I think what you're saying about our kids is they're definitely trying to poison our children now. If you notice the new law that was passed that no child was allowed back into school unless they had the Tdap, the whooping cough vaccination. And we know that those vaccinations have all kind of fillers in them that are going to affect our children. We're going to start to see the fallout of these vaccinations real soon for our kids. A lot of people don't know. that there are laws in various states where you do not have to vaccinate your children in order to go to school. So I want you people out there to do the research. You do not have to vaccinate your children to go to school. There's thimerosal, metals, poisons, and all kinds of other stuff in these vaccinations that are going to affect our children. And what you just mentioned about a society that doesn't acknowledge sin is pretty much a premise of witchcraft that says something they started years ago, do what thou wilt. Whatever you feel like doing, just go ahead and do it. And they're trying to create this society which we live in. And we know that, as it states in the Word, that in Judges, when the people don't have a king, they do whatever is right in their own eyes. And so if you don't have the king, you're going to do what you feel is right in your own eyes.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. According to your own foolish human wisdom that will get you nowhere.
Exactly.
In regards to the vaccines, yeah, I actually know somebody that got very ill from it. Yeah, I've done research on vaccines. What you're saying is absolutely on point. Just a side note before I play that clip about indoctrination for children, there is something called FunVax, which is, this is really there. You can look it up on YouTube. You can see this thing. It's a so-called a new vaccine to cure religious beliefs. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you. I thought it was some kind of hoax or something. It was called a vaccine against religious fundamentalism. And then they're using it to say, you know, it's for Muslims and stuff. And they go on and they show this chart. I actually have a clip of that. If you're interested, I can play that one. Or I can.
No, please play it, because I talked about that on the previous radio show, how what they did in Time Magazine was about a year ago. They talked about how they identified the God gene inside of people, that there's actually a particular gene inside of all of us that gives us this desire to want to connect with a so-called higher being and to be religious or to be spiritual, and they identify where that gene is. But what they didn't tell us in Time Magazine is that they also identified a way to try and decrease the effectiveness of that gene or the desire to want to be spiritual, and that was through GMOs, vaccinations, etc. So, yes, please do play it.
Okay, sure. Yeah, it's some crazy stuff. So here we go. Again, you can look it up. FunVax. FunVax.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Check this out. This is from 2005. We have individuals who are religious fundamentalists, religious fanatics, and this is the expression, RT-PCR, real-time PCR expression of the BMAT2 gene. Over here, we have individuals. So let me complete. So over here we have individuals who are not particularly fundamentalist, not particularly religious, and you can see there's a much reduced expression of this particular gene, the BMAT2 gene. Another evidence that supports our hypothesis for the development of this approach.
All right. So this is from the Department of Defense. They're talking about gene expression, and they ran some PCR, which is a scientific test. And they're talking about altering populations' DNA through viruses to breed out religious impulses. And this is something they can aerosol and spray from above us in chemtrails. This is back from 2005, so they may be doing that for all we know. You know, they could be spraying fluoride, or they're spraying aluminum, barium, which is, it messes with your brain. It numbs you down. And I'll put all these notes on the bottom. Let me show you a little bit more of the video here.
What you see here is by spreading this virus, we're going to eliminate individuals from going on a bomb vest and going into a market, blowing up the market. So our hypothesis is that these are fanatical people, that they have overexpression of the BMAT2 gene, and that by vaccinating them against this, we'll eliminate this behavior. So we have some very, very remarkable data in this next slide.
Yeah, so they're going to vaccinate us, and they're going to eliminate that type of activity. So
You know, they don't. I'll put the link to the rest of the video as well. And you know, I mean, isn't Osama? Wasn't that? Isn't he like a CIA or operative? Isn't all of this Middle East stuff really, you know, order out of chaos? What about just the crooks, the people that are lying on the pulpit just to steal money? What about that? Why do you have to poison people so they don't have what they call a religious experience? So now they're legislating God. Now you can't, they're sending out a virus that's going to prevent you from having a spiritual connection to God. Imagine that. That's spiritual warfare in a biological biological warfare. And I thought that was just really interesting. Tell me what you think, man. I mean, the two witnesses are right around the corner. And I think they're going to use HAARP, and they're going to use scalar weapons, and they're going to use serious mind control to prevent people from believing in Christ and the second coming of Christ and all that. And if they're using vaccines and, you know, all these weapons that they have now to, you know, stop your brain from functioning, the lithium, the fluoride, all of that stuff. It's a brave new world, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. The virus would immunize against this VMAT2 gene, and that would have the effect that you see here, which is it's essentially to turn a fanatic into a normal person. And we think that will have major effects in the Middle East.
How would you suggest that this is aerosol?
Aren't the two prophets going to prophesy in the Middle East? Isn't that interesting?
Well, so the present plan and the tests that we've done so far have used respiratory viruses such as flu or rhinoviruses. And,
there you go. It's airborne.
And we believe that that's a satisfactory way to get the exposure of the largest part of the population. Most of us, of course, have been exposed to both of those viruses. And we're quite confident that this will be a very successful approach.
What's the name of this proposal?
Yeah, so the name of this project is Funvax.
Okay. Insane, isn't it? This is real.
This is insane. We have a few minutes left, and I want to give out the number again real quick before we go off the air. 213-769-0910. Please call in with your questions or comments.
You're kind of breaking up. I don't hear you that well. I don't know.
Okay. So let me try it again. Let me give out that number again. It's 213-769-0910. If anybody that wants to call in with your questions or comments.
And also the name of this, so you can see the other links that he was talking about, and so you can look at this video, is called Airborne, and then in quotes, vaccine against religious fundamentalism. And this particular video was by Reina Valera, 1865. So you can see all of that.
So, people that are listening, the goal is to decrease your desire to want to have a spiritual relationship or experience with the Most High.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
First of all, let me put this out here. Our Father, the Most High, has a remnant. Those that are covered, that are protected, he said in the last days, if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. And this is a part of that. So you have people that are seeking out sensuality as opposed to spirituality because people need something to feel that they exist. So if you kill off this desire or this certain gene inside of people, then they're chasing after things that have no, it's just an exercise in futility, that have no future, because we know only what you do for Christ will last.
Yes, absolutely.
That's why I'm talking like this, because we are in World War III, and we don't realize it because it's biological warfare, it's chemical warfare, brainwashing, and they are attacking us daily. And people don't realize what's happening all around us.
That is
wake up.
wake up, wake up. This is really happening. We're not living in a bubble. It will soon to burst. But I also want to mention and say that nothing can get in between. No principality, no power, no angel, no demon, no death, no things to come, no risk, nothing. Nothing can get in between our relationship with God and in our relationship with Jesus, Yeshua Messiah. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And so when we really, truly are, he's above all of this stuff, all of this stuff. So we don't have to, oh, we can't get, you know, a relationship with God now or something because of what they're doing. I mean, you know, nothing can get in the way. So, but we need to get strong in him. Now is the time to fight harder than ever before, to get stronger than ever before, to get closer to God than ever before, to sacrifice everything more than ever before. He has said, you know, who's not willing to sacrifice, you know, his wife, children, this, that, for his name's sake, anything. You know, they're not worthy of the kingdom of God. Sacrifice everything. We're willing to die. We're willing to die for the Lord and to just seek him. So get, you know, all this worldly stuff. There's so much distraction, and that's intentional. That's intentional to get your eye off of the truth, to get your eye off of God. It's all intentional, so we have to be fighting constantly, and it's upstream. I know it's upstream because it's the indoctrination and the infiltration of false lies is everywhere. But we have the victory in Christ. We have the victory in Christ. And he can give us that peace through all of this. We don't have to be afraid. And there will be a day, you know, when our tears will be wiped away. None of this will matter. And so let us just hold on, as Romans, you know, 8:18 says, you know, the sufferings of this present time do not compare to the glory that shall be revealed in us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My sister speaks with so much passion and sincerity, and I love it, and that's why she's here. And trust me, she's only scratching the surface of what she has to share, and I am definitely anticipating and hoping that we will be able to do more shows together, because I appreciate her love for Christ and where she stands and her desire to seek truth and the things that she, you know, that she's already gone through, even in her young Christian life, and battling some of the things that are trying to come against her. But she's a living testimony as to the fact that you can overcome and you can stand, and that's why she's here today. Porvi, I just want to make a connection to the people that, you know, there is no fear in Christ, but also with everything you talked about tonight, with the food, eating the right kind of foods and what they're doing to the food.
Oh, sorry, brother, I can't hear you. I'm so sorry, brother, but it's very scratchy. I can't hear you, though.
Okay, it seems like we've been having these technical difficulties. Can you hear me now?
It's still the same. I'm kind of making it out, though.
So what I wanted to do was make the connection tonight as it pertains to the organic and the organics, the food, and everything you talked about, and with what they're trying to do with the chemtrails. So I wonder if you can explain to everyone the importance of, as far as like what they're trying to do with the herbs and take away the vitamins and the nutrition, and how that actually can combat what they're putting in the air to decrease the people's desire for spirituality.
Okay, how much time is there left? I think there's like five minutes.
Yeah, we have 5 minutes. If you can kind of quickly go into it, and then we'll have to pick this up at another time.
Okay, yeah. So basically, these types of chemicals and different aluminum, heavy metals, as we see, very much associated with chemtrails. A lot of the barium, as we talked about, you know, all that strontium, all of these things are in the chemtrails. And so chelating these heavy metals out of our system will be very important and helpful and necessary. And so one good chelating thing is zeolite. It's a type of clay, zeolite, zeolite clay. And brother just mentioned to me the other night, I didn't know activated charcoal also does that. And keeping our you know, colon cleansed and out, and keeping that's very important part of this too, because a lot of stuff gets stuck and builds up there. So chelating those things out, I mean, in terms of getting the proper nutritional, and we need, if you're not getting enough, vitamin D is really important in combating, because, you know, I'm just learning, just against stuff for more gallons, what really helps. I'm getting some silver, what is that, there's different types of silver, okay, but I know that colloidal silver, high-quality colloidal silver and molecular silver are very good and important. And also getting a zappicator, okay, I will just give you one website of my dear brother in Christ. Oh my gosh, I have so much to say about him. But he sells zappers, and bestzapper.com. Arthur is his name, and just an amazing couple they are. But anyway, I don't want to go off subject again. So that is good stuff. That has been very beneficial to a lot of different diseases and afflictions and ailments, just zappicating. And don't ask me how it works, because I haven't a clue. But it does. And he knows a lot about that. So you can go there, bestzapper.com. Like you said, the water also, getting sunshine and water. The water is really important, that you have a high-quality filter, or that you're getting a different source of water, even bottled water. I'm on bottled water now, but I don't even trust it, and it does leach plastic and stuff like that. So
right.
there are various, water filters that I guess I don't have the money to invest in now, but that would be important, because, over 80% of our body is water. So, we have become what we're consuming. So that's really important as well.
Okay. Listen, my sister, we got so much to talk about, and we're definitely going to have to pick this up at another time. We're kind of running out of time, but I'll try and keep some of the phone lines open for a while if anybody wants to call in. But I want to thank you for being on the show tonight, sharing this information. And I know we're just scratching the surface, but we definitely want to have you back. Thank you for tuning in tonight to the Social Change Action Network. And as we always say here, the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Truth is a journey, not a destination. Anything you want to say in closing, my sister?
That, you know what, there is nothing, just like you said, there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear when we have God by our side, when we truly have that connection, and we are free and born again through the blood of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah. That's the only way. And if you don't know him, just repent, truly ask God for forgiveness, and ask him into your heart. Your life will change forever. And next time, I'll have to share a lot of testimony regarding that too, answered prayer and stuff. He's amazing, and he'll help us get through anything. And I love you, brother. Thank you so much for having me on, and God bless all of you. Thank you so much.
Love you much. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Shabbat shalom. We'll see you in the morning, getting into the word. And we want to thank Pervy Giggle for coming on tonight. She will be back. And please tune in to all of her channels. She's very popular. She's got a lot of information, but it's her sincerity in her heart, and we appreciate her. I love you much. Thanks for being on, and we'll have you back. So I say Shabbat shalom again. God bless. Good night. Love you much.